I'm Bill from Dark Globes, and this is Notes and Bolts.
A customer, my angel, I was. turnpike, let no one inside. Bulldog skin believer of consequence and pride.
You're listening to the Notes and Bolts interview series. Today I'm here with Bill, who goes under a number of different monikers, but the one that we're focusing on today is your Dark Globes moniker, correct?
Correct.
So how are you?
I'm wonderful.
So what is the history of this project?
Well, it started, I had released some stuff before under a different title. I had called it Terrapin. I was doing some stuff that was, I guess you could call it like folktronica, was what I was going for. I was, so I had really released the album myself. I had recorded it in a studio I actually recorded it at Mystery Street, and I kind of booked some time there. Just had a very limited time frame, got what I could do, and a really close friend had listened to it and always thought that I think that he thought I could do better, and thought that he could bring it out. His name is Chris Smith. He plays in a band called Timetables, and his solo project's called Luno. He asked if he could do another record, if he could kind of produce and arrange a record of mine, and I was, you know, I admired him, and I was more than happy to oblige to that. And so we started getting together. I'd been writing for a while, just demoing some songs, and it had been maybe 2 years, no, maybe a year and a half since I put out the Terrapin EP, and I had maybe 15 songs recorded, demoed, and we just kind of went through them, got the, kind of separated the wheat from the chaff, and got about four tunes on there that we were both really happy with. He did some really great arrangements, so we called it Dark Globes. I had always my first you know stage name, whatever, was Terrapin. The next one was Dark Globes. It's kind of a Sid Barrett thing, but that EP came out in December of 2012 and played a couple shows as Dark Globes. Just it was more of a studio band, I guess, because I had always written this stuff myself and kind of brought it to Chris. So the live shows I just did myself. Since then, I've been I've been writing again. I'm in another period of demoing, trying to just get a bunch of stuff on tape, and I've got some other recordings coming out that just came out, and I'm doing some more solo stuff. So I guess that's where I've been since the start of Dark Globes. Before Dark Globes, I typical story. I've been playing maybe about 10 years. I started finger picking a lot when I first started playing. I always admired that style of play. I went to school for music for a bit. I didn't really fit in there. I was with a lot of Suzuki kind of kids, and I didn't really, I didn't have the chops basically for music school. So I never finished that out, but I did absorb certain things. I guess kind of my music education goes up to about Baroque. So hopefully that's informed my playing a bit, but I don't know that it has. So there, that's puts me at about 18 years old, 19. Still hadn't come out with a record of my own yet. Still writing occasionally, but there's a period of about 4 years where I was just writing and practicing, but I never put anything out, never made anything that I thought was good enough for the public. So eventually I decided that I needed to, you know, if for nothing else then just as a document of where I was at the time, I needed to release something. So that's how I came up, and that's how I did the Terrapin record. I was experimenting with electronic sounds. That's a whole world that I'm not as good at as most of the people in that scene, but I was, you know, I was trying it out. I was trying to have more colors on the palette, I guess, and you know, I was playing accordion and violin, neither of which I'm particularly proud of my performance on, but I played all the instruments on the record, and that was the Terrapin record. That was about 2010, and then had some time off from writing, and brought it back when I started writing for the Dark Lobes record in 2012. So
now, you mentioned in an earlier part of this that Syd Barrett was a big influence, and it seems like a lot of what you're doing is largely solitary. So is that something that you're just more comfortable working by yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely more comfortable working, at least in the early stages of production, by myself. And I guess in after, so I really need it. My best work came out when I had somebody who believed in me that was sort of pulling it out, pulling something out that I didn't know I was capable of. But definitely, I definitely prefer to play alone. I definitely write alone. I just, as far as Syd Barrett goes, I don't consider myself in the same class as him, but I definitely admire him.
Doves won't go, hostas grow in the land that was my father's, cold and gone beside my brother. I'm still alive. drive a train car and have 10 children. My conscience died. My conscience died. I picked a side.
So we just heard Chicago 22. This is Bill from Dark Lobes. That song is a song. It's about my great grandfather who came over to the city from Ireland and had left on less than perfect terms with the law there, and it's just about, you know, entering a city and being kind of, I guess, an outsider or just having a lot of, you know, demons in your past and things like that.
So let's talk a little bit about your place in that city. Where do you feel that all of these different versions of yourself can figure into the Chicago music community?
Well, I feel that I've spent sometime trying to get to know the community better. At one point I was booking shows and doing sound at a bar, and I was able to develop some relationships with some bands. That's how I met Chris, who produced the Dark Lobes album, and so I was able to get it was a small thing, so I was able to get first shows for a lot of people, and that felt great. And I got a feeling for what it's like to sort of be on the other side of people who are, because we're all really hungry for opportunities, and some of us are less aggressive in pursuing opportunities, and myself personally, I feel like I'm not a huge networker, and I feel like...
You're not aggressive.
I'm not aggressive, no. And I feel like it's very important in a city as large as Chicago, in a city as compartmentalized as Chicago is, there's different sort of sub-communities that if you... It's a lot of in-person, you know, going to shows, getting, you know, shaking hands and buying CDs and buying records, and it's a very exciting time, but I'm not as active in the community as I'd like to be. My spot, I guess, kind of
you almost feel in some ways as if you're sort of outside looking in a little bit.
Yeah, but not in a romantic way. In a kind of in a way that I've seen success, and I've seen what it takes, and I don't envy that. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm putting myself out there slowly. I guess more so than some other more successful people. I need my hand held, I guess.
With the Dark Lobes music, it does seem like there's a certain fragility to it. And so maybe it kind of lends itself to that personality. Maybe it would be out of character for you to be extremely boisterous and going out and kind of like selling these tricks when the music that you're making isn't like that at all. It's very sort of upfront, but at the same time it's stark. It's not showy.
To that end, I guess I have made it difficult to market myself. I don't I'm not super cynical. I don't think that any marketing or any effort, any non-musical effort is, you know, phony or anything like that. I don't think there's any room for cynicism in music and in the community at all. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the right time to embolden myself, I suppose.
In the meantime, what do? Do you just kind of hang out, play shows here and there, but largely keep to yourself and create?
I suppose, yeah. I suppose it's just at this point, I'm still writing. I'm demoing. I'm always making recordings for myself, and you know, not to romanticize that either. I like to share things that I make that I'm proud of. So I suppose I just will be putting myself out there more.
But is there a need? I mean, it is often said that a lot of really good artist stuff where the person's creating for themselves, and maybe folks find it later on in their own time.
That's true. I just, you know, there's a thousand other Bill Nealons in Chicago alone. I'm sure there's a thousand other people that are writing better music than I am that just are waiting for somebody to pick them up and listen to them too. So I guess there's some level of needing to put the spotlight out there, to put the searchlight out there, and try and get somebody to.
Eyes like a stoplight. Eyes like a stoplight. Eyes like a stoplight. They go red and I slow down and check the mirror. Eyes like a stoplight. They flash pictures in the night of faces appear. Just a beehive. My brain is just a beehive. My brain is just a beehive. Honeycomb and sickly sweet, but still austere. My brain is just a beehive full of drones that hum and buzz till I can't hear. I saw the future as a sunbeam, but not but hope for summer.
Clubs, we just heard Big Light and Baba Yaga.
So where do you kind of see yourself going in the future? Do you feel like maybe it might be more of the same, of kind of working in a slow burn and just writing in private and sort of leaking stuff out to the public here and there?
I'm trying to force myself to be a bit more prolific, to get things out there on a regular schedule. To that end, I'm trying to do a single every month. I put out one, this Baba Yaga, which we just heard. I just put that out, and I'm just trying to give myself deadlines as a means of motivating myself to get some of the stuff that I've already made to some ears. Still writing at the same pace, which is, you know, as fast or as slow as it comes.
What's your reasoning for trying to put out a new single every month?
Just to avoid
going into stasis?
Exactly. I've been there several times, and then I build up a back catalog, and then I put something out, and then I wait again, and I write again, and I... it's a dated kind of model, I guess. For me personally, I'm not, you know, writing concept albums or exploring album themes yet. So I was just kind of putting out a collection of songs every couple of years, and at this point, I'm just a little blip. And if the blip happens, you know, if my friends listen to me once a month versus once every 2 years, it's an improvement for my audience, my reach, I guess. So I suppose for... you know, once a month is just, if I can't write two songs in that many days, I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
But do you also factor in that sometimes there are points of really heavy activity and then there are dry spells? I mean, everyone goes through that.
Certainly. I do have a few songs that are written that I'm planning to put out. I'm hoping to sort of have more going than I put out. I guess I'm not forcing myself to write every 30 days. I'm forcing myself to release it so that I have about 4 months of lead, whereas hopefully in those 4 months I'll have more stuff written. But if I'm completely dry for the next 4 months, then I'll just abandon the project. But at this point, I don't have any reason to think that's going to happen.
Is there ever any chance of bringing on other people? Maybe bring other minds into it to kind of stoke the fires of what you're working on?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to working with other people. In the past, it's been good. It's been productive for me. I do play with other people pretty often. But as far as the stuff that I write, I do guard it a little bit, and hopefully, if the right people find me, I'll be able to work and kind of stoke the fire a bit.
So where can folks go to find all of your work that you've put out up to this date?
You can go to thedarkglobes.bandcamp.com and Bill Neelon, that's Neylon, .bandcamp.com.
Well, thank you for being on today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And to check out past episodes of Notes and Bolts, you can go to notesandbolts.net. Make sure to check out Bill Neelon and Dark Globes and his various other projects the next time they play out. This has been the Notes and Bolts interview series.